Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the ayat that are the most, that is the most hope-inducing ayah in the entire Quran, he addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this proclamation, to make this announcement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul, say, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform the people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes iltifat and he turns to himself directly and he changes the message. Instead of the wording being that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing us on his behalf, he switches to directly addressing us. And he says, Ya ibadi, Qul ya ibadi, say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya ibadi, O my servants. Allah is addressing us in this ayah, referring to the sinners, those who may have lost hope in forgiveness, or shaitan is deluding them into believing that there is no forgiveness for them. He says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have wronged themselves. This dhulm is against their own selves. Do not fear that when you are disobeying me, you are hurting me in any way. Rather, your disobedience is hurting your own self. You have hurt your own self. We have transgressed against your own souls. أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The message is, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. No matter whatever happens, do not ever completely become despondent in the mercy of Allah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. He did not say his maghfirah only, because maghfirah may be limited to forgiveness of the sins of the past. But rather, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about his overwhelming mercy, which includes forgiveness of the past and taking care of us, carrying us in the present, and bringing us back to him in the kindest and most loving manner, and protecting us from again falling into disobedience, and taking us to the finish line. All of this is within rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا, do not lose hope, من رحمة الله, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then he gives a further statement, the reason is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who forgives every sin, all sins. There is no sin that is too big for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive if his fadl is there. If his fadl is for you in your favor, then there is no sin that is too big for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Unless a person dies with shirk, even shirk Allah will forgive in this dunya. The dunya, every sin can be forgiven if a person makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the akhirah, the one who dies with iman, every sin could be forgiven. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And then again, there's a taqeed and emphasis. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily he and he alone, with the huwa al-dhamir al-fasil, between al-ismi wal-khabar, between the subject and the predicate, Allah as a huwa. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily he and he alone is the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. So this ayah is such a beautiful means of inspiration for us in times when shaitan says that you are a lost soul, you are depraved, you are mahroom, there's no way for you forward. Then we have to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this open proclamation. Ibn Ataillah Iskandari rahmatullah alayhi, he says that man istagharaba kayfa yunqidhuhu Allah ta'ala min shahwatihi wa kayfa yukhrijuhu min wujudi ghaflatihi faqad ista'jaza al-qudrat al-ilahiyyah wa kana Allah ala kulli shay'in muqtadira. He said, whoever considers it strange, man istagharaba, who considers it gharib, considers it strange, how in the world is it possible, kayfa yunqidhuhu Allah min shahwatihi, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to save my heart, which has become overrun by its passions and desires and shahwat, my heart has become enslaved to its desires, how is my heart going to be saved from this slavery? Inqad is to save someone, the heart has become a slave, and we need to free this heart from the slavehood and the slavery of the shahwat. وَكَيْفَ يُخُرِجُهُ مِنْ وُجُودِ غَفْلَتِي. And my mind has become completely overcome by ghafla and heedlessness. So how can my mind ever be woken up from this ghafla? And he is regarding this to be a strange matter. Then this person is not being humble about it by any means. Rather, this person, without realizing it, has fallen into a deadly sin and crime. And his crime is, فَقَدْ اسْتَعَجَزَ الْقُدْرَةَ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ. He has now begun to limit the divine power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute qudra over everything. So are you saying it is so big? that it is beyond the power of Allah. Your sins are so great that they cannot be forgiven. Subhanallah. So this is an ayah that should create immense hope within the hearts of Allah's ibad. He is still addressing the sinners as ibadi, my servants. Such an honorific title, the idafa of tashrif, attributing them to himself. So at all costs, no matter what happens, in all conditions, we are still the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should never let shaitan convince us otherwise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his maghfirah and his rahmah in this month. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.